Get ready for frat boy summer. That's what a conservative beer company is calling for. And they're calling it the Pro America Celebration in celebration of these kids and what they did in encouraging more to do the same. So we're going to talk about who those kids are and why they're asking them to drink in a second. And yes, they said celebration in celebration of. Maybe they'd had a few. Frat Boy Summer starts tomorrow. This is a sponsored college party to celebrate some kids who prevented students on their campus from dishonoring the American flag during pro-Palestinian protests. Here it is. They are just holding the flag up so that it didn't reach the ground, and they prevented students from raising a Palestinian flag at their university in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Here they are talking to Fox News this weekend about what they did and why.
Yeah. Well, as Jewish students on campus, we had kind of been exposed to these protests for a while. And these protests started out, as I'm going to say, there is a fundamental American right to protest, and I do respect that, and I respect other people's opinions. But when I started seeing, Jewish students getting mobbed with flags and chants and signs, I started to kind of realize that maybe these protests have evolved a little bit. And so I stepped up kind of to give a voice to the Jewish community on campus and to protect my identity. And when I saw the American flag go down, I knew I kind of had to step in and...
That was a bridge too far.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah. All right. Trevor, so the UNC students have decided to respond. First of all, the American people have responded to this. The American people feel like there's a little bit of a heartbeat left. They weren't sure what was happening on college campuses.
Okay. So a conservative beer company says, good on you, boys, for holding up the flag. You get a keg party. They're saying, we've talked to their people. A rager is in the works. Now, I would just like to ask, do you think that this is conservative values? Yes, holding up a flag, but do we need to then give them drunk with alcohol? What do you think? Do these things go hand in hand?
I don't know that's a conservative value. No, I mean, the supporting the flag, yes, but...
But then let's, throw them a rager?
Let's
is that conservative? Because
let's get them all
I'm feeling
drunk.
Very conservative mom and thinking, that's dangerous. Can we reward them with a non-alcoholic beverage? Or maybe, a Jamba juice?
A pizza
darling?
Party?
Yeah.
A fun little pizza
are they
party?
Are they hydro homies? Can we just get them some water? Give them some water. What's wrong with water?
Some Monster Energy drinks, perhaps?
How about some carbonated water? I'll get you a whole one of those new, wireless Costco sold kegs. Okay. I'm going to fill it with some LaCroix. There you go, boys. You'll be just as happy with that.
You're the most popular mom on the block.
I know. I don't know why everyone doesn't want to go into my party. Now, the beer company, though, that's doing this is presenting themselves as the anti-Bud Light. This is a real ad. It's not satire. This beer company is called Ultra Right Beer Company. And again, they say they're the antithesis to woke Bud Light beer.
America's been drinking beer from a company that doesn't even know which restroom to use. That's why I created Conservative Dad's Ultra Right 100% woke-free beer. As conservatives, we're constantly getting hit in the face, left and right, by the woke mind virus. But the last place we want it is in our beer. If you know which bathroom to use, you know what beer you should be drinking. Stop giving money to woke corporations that hate our values. And to the rest of you woke corporations, stay the away from our kids.
Buy yours online in 42 states at ultrarightbeer.com.
So, that's funny. Yeah, it's great. Conservative values, right? But underage drinking, maybe? I'm just wondering if this is on brand for them to throw a rager for college kids.
What do you guys think underage. In the chat? Yeah.
That seems to me a bit of a conflict, and I'm not comfortable with it because I have a teenage son, but I get what you're saying. I get it, right? New York Post columnist Miranda Devine says that this whole thing is a backlash, though, against an epidemic of arrogant, entitled women. And I want to say I really appreciated her point here. I can see what she means because I was formerly a sort of arrogant, entitled woman. I'm a reform, you know, and this ad that I just showed you, this like frat boy summer, was everything that these people hate: patriarchal masculinity, aggression, bullying. It's a, you know, American patriotism that they think is an affront to people of color, which it isn't. Toxic white masculinity. That's what they would see when they see something like frat boy summer. The left hates those things and they want to see them destroyed, but they forgot that those are actually people too. And most of them are hardworking and earnest, and you can't throw them out like dogs. Here's what she says: the display of irrepressible masculinity erupting in Gen Z is an affront to the grand societal feminization project on the left, which only has itself to blame. Frat boy summer is this year's backlash against an epidemic of arrogant, entitled women who've been coddled all their lives and think they're smarter and more important than they really are. She further says that the left has done nothing for these actual men, and this will cost President Biden this election. She says it's a nightmare for him because he's been pandering to Gen Z. And what is he doing? Well, he's splashing around billions of taxpayer dollars on student debt relief, relaxing cannabis legislation, championing trans kids as the greatest heroes of their generation, and inviting gender fluid young TikTok influencers to VIP events at the White House. This is not your granddad, Joe Biden, but none of it can close the growing ideological gulf between the sexes, which has its roots in the unjust treatment of young of boys and young men in recent decades. So all this list you see here in this middle paragraph, young men don't care about any of that. And it's not working. And so she says that young boys who still have their genitals intact are increasingly voting against Democrats with and adhering to themselves to things like this, thus holding up the American flag on their free time. They didn't have to do this. They just were walking by and they said, oh, no, this can't happen. We value this symbol. We're going to stand there. And what those boys did was they sang the national anthem. They put their hand on their heart. They chanted USA. And so all of these, what does she call them? Elite, arrogant, entitled women are so confused by this, just utterly confused. So they're celebrating a cultural revival with beer. Now, to be clear, the boys didn't choose the beer. The beer chose them, right? So the boys that we're talking about, the flag hoisters,
okay,
they are having a cultural revival. The beer company is coming along and saying, we're going to reward you.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, not all conservative renaissance, though, involve frat parties. Look at this AP article saying, a step back in time, America's Catholic Church sees an immense shift towards the old ways. This is talking about increasingly conservative values inside the church, in not just the Catholic Church, but specifically in this instance. They say that the progressive priests who dominated the U.S. church in the years after Vatican II are now dying off, basically, and younger priests are far more conservative. This one 87-year-old priest says, they all say they're trying to restore what all of us old guys ruined. But this priest, he said he fought for civil rights and reforms in Catholic school sex education, but not just those things. They say that this is a reaction to certain values that were changed in the church, and some Catholics like it, but those Catholics don't actually go to church. The church-going Catholics want something a bit more conservative. It says here that today's young priests are far more likely to believe that the church changed too much and they want to come back. And now, you know, this one quote, a young man who is in the seminary says, there really aren't many liberals in seminaries anymore and they wouldn't feel comfortable. So that's interesting, don't you think?
Well, yeah, I mean,
this like return to Christianity, return to like tribalistic feeling about your country. I don't know about patriotism, not tribalism.
We've been seeing this shift more like towards more traditional values, it seems like, over the past few years.
Right. You
know? And I think I think you're seeing this now, and you're seeing it among young men too, particularly this like backlash against all this trans ideology, woke ideology in movies and films.
Right.
And I hear it just among like the 13-year-olds, like our sons, and they're like, I don't want to see that. That's like some woke garbage. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You just said that? You're like, yeah, my friends don't, we don't want to watch that stuff. Like, really?
My son, when he was talking to a high schooler, he's in the eighth grade, who about like, oh, that assembly, that was boring that they came out of. And the high schooler's like, oh, when you get into high school, they subject you to all kinds of woke garbage in assemblies. Like, this is what a teenager said to a fellow teenage boy.
It's good. Like, there's awareness that, about it. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't like this, but this is what it is. Yeah. And in fact, there is a shift. It's a, I want to say that it's a rejection of individualistic, illiberal ideas in young people. And it's something that I really didn't see coming. I thought that religious secularism would just take people away from these institutions. And I was thinking about this a lot this weekend after listening to Russell Brand talk about his baptism into Christianity. And then last week, Tucker Carlson interviewed Russian philosopher Alexander Dugin, and they talked about the West's obsession with individualism and how it led to an immoralistic society. Now, I'm not at all sure that I can show you this because this person's books are banned. So I would like to put up his picture and read you this part that really had my head spinning over the weekend as I thought about this sort of return to groups of value. What he says is, individual is the key concept that was put in the center of liberal ideology. Liberalism is, in my reading, a kind of historical and cultural and political and philosophical process of liberation of individual, of any kind of collective identity that transcends the individual. And that started with refuse of the Catholic Church, of empire, Western empire as a collective identity. And then it was a revolt against the nationalist state as collective identity in favor of a purely civil society. Now, he goes on to say that of all these rejections, there were only two collective identities left to liberate humans from: gender identity, because it is a collective identity. A liberation from gender has led to a new form of sexual individualism. And the last step that is not totally made yet is liberation from human identity, humanity optional. So I encourage you to watch this. This part just had me go, yeah, that's what we're going through. That's so interesting. But maybe we are collectively choosing the opposite right now. Maybe this is indicative of choosing back a collective identity, whether it be through your patriotism or your religion or what have you. Or maybe I'm just reading too much into a beer keg party. So you let me know.
It's possible.
What you think. Yeah, that's also very possible. But I found this interesting and encouraging and also a bit existential. So join me in that if you'd like.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.